And the winner is... Whoa. I think I started a little bit too early. Hi, I'm Jamie Grimm, and I am the main character in the awesome book called iFunny. James Patterson wrote this book with the help of Chris Gravenstein. I have an awesome uncle who I call Uncle Frankie. He supports me in whatever I do, whether it's a competition or an easy homework assignment. And get this, he is the former yo-yo champion of all Brooklyn, a place famous for their yo-yos. Uncle Frankie is always doing yo-yo tricks, even when he's working on the grill. He can hop the fence, walk the dog, loop the loop, and go around the world with one hand while flipping griddle cakes and two eggs over easy with the other hand. And of course, I've got my two best friends, Pierce and Gaynor. Pierce is a total brainiac. He can tell you everything you ever wanted to know, like how you score a baseball card with a backwards K for a called third strike and a forward K if the batter strikes out swinging. Gaynor is a little bit more edgy. A little more out there, if you know what I mean. He actually has tattoos and a nose ring. I, Jamie Grimm, I'm a kid who sits in a wheelchair every day. I'm the kid who's trying out for the Planet's Funniest Kid Comic Contest. My uncle told me about this contest. Let me show you what happened in the Roncon Coma qualifying round. Finally, I'm on stage. The place is packed. I guess the 12 other students brought their whole families, from grandparents to third cousins, plus all of their friends from school. And all I can think of is, where'd that guy say the nearest fire exit is? I wanted to bolt because I'm freaked out beyond belief. If there's something worse than choking, backwards barfing perhaps, I'm doing it. My mind is a total blank. What happened to me is something that is pretty bad when you are in front of a crowd. Choking. The type of choking when you forget everything you were going to say because of stage fright or something similar. Someone who might read this book is somebody who enjoys a good read or someone with a sense of humor. This book is a realistic fiction, but you never know. Jamie Grimm could be a real person, living his awesome life in a wheelchair, making jokes right this second. If there is a lesson to be learned, is that no matter how big or small, tall or short, skinny or horizontally angled, you can dream as big as you want. If you want to see how far Jamie Grimm travels throughout the Planet's Funniest Kid Comic Contest, you should plan on reading iFunny.